CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly. At of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesars Head mouth of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. At this time, we will do pre-net check-ins, and then we will catch our EchoLink stations. First off, we'd like to welcome W2AMD. That is Andrew in Simpsonville. Next, we have W4FCM. That is Mr. Fred, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and they make their home in Travelers Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome K4OSH. That is Pat in Malden. Then we have KG4PFI, Don, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4OLQ. I believe that's right. And they make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4XX, and they make their home in Honeypath. Next, we'd like to welcome N4ASW, that is Tony in Asheville. Then we have KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next, we have KO4ZEW, that is Ben in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to also welcome KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack in Greenville. Next, we have KX4YM, that is Scott in Greenville also. Next, we'd like to welcome W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. They make their home in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4RAX, that is Mr. Jim, and he makes his home in Dacresville. All right, at this time, we'll catch our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Good evening, Patrick. Thank you for calling the net tonight. It's always a pleasure to hear you on. Please check in Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. That's KA3, JCA. My name is Richard. Also bring along Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha. That's KA4, JCA. That's my wife, Sally. Our daughter,
yeah.
Ashley, KA4, ACL, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima.
Night,
all from Simpsonville, negative and negative. And my club call is Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Victor, K3DOV, Upstate Amateur Radio Club. Thank you again for calling that. Good evening to everybody.
Call us here and recognize KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. KA4JCA, Miss Sally. And then we'd like to recognize KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley. And then we'd like to recognize K3DOV, that is the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. And they make their home in Simpsonville. And Richard, it's good to hear you tonight, and I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. I see there's another EchoLink station, so we'll pause here just a minute and give them another try. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Call KO4HKX.
Net control. This is Whiskey Bravo 4, Romeo Mike Golf. Bill from Charlotte, North Carolina. Checking in and out tonight. Thanks for running the net.
Welcome WB4RMG. That's Mr. Bill in Charlotte. Bill, I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us tonight. All right. With that being all of our EchoLink stations and pre-net check-ins, and tonight being Sunday night, we will start the RF roll call with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel, Oscar. N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, 70 feet off.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KX. Hope you and everyone on the net well. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comment.
HKX. And Patrick, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check me in and out. This is Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel, K9OH. Name's Billy, located in Anderson. Also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. Her call is Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. 73 on the net. Everybody have a great week.
Had a good group there. So we'll pause here and recognize N4AHO. That is Doug in Walhalla. Good to hear you tonight, Doug. Next, we'd like to recognize KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they all make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to recognize W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave, our net control manager. And Dave, thank you for checking in with me tonight. Next on the list, we have KN4CHY. That's Mr. Keith down there in Seneca. And Keith, good to hear you also. Next, we have KM4BLH. That is Kurt in Greenville. And then we'd like to recognize K90H. That's Mr. Billy, and he brings along his wife, Miss Nancy, KN4DBQ. KN4DBQ. And they make their home in Anderson. And it's good to hear y'all tonight, and thank you for taking the time to come by and checking in with me. So we'll go one more time, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
I'd like to recognize Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ. I'm sorry, KB2BYQ. Tongue-tied today. And he makes his home in Easley. And Dave, thank you for coming by and checking in with me. So at this time, we'll go ahead and move on up to the next group. And we'll call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Good to hear you.
Hello, we back. 4 Golf, via Kilo, Wayne, and Bill, negative and negative.
Here for just a second. And Wayne, can you give me the last part of your call again? Repeat it slowly, please. You're down in the noise for me.
India,
Kilo, G-I-K.
Got you that time. All right, we'd like to recognize Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler. And Harry, it's good to know that somebody can hear me getting out of this fishbowl I live in. And next, we'd like to recognize KO4GIK. That is Mr. Wayne in Hendersonville. And good to hear you tonight, Wayne. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. One more time, Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. In Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Golf, K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, let me make sure I got that right. And it's Henry and Anderson, K4HWG. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking the time to come by and check in with us tonight, Henry. Appreciate that. With that, we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, HKX.
KO4HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this here mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Hope you and Lisa are both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. You and your bride have a good evening, and hope everybody on the net has a good evening. Before I wait, no traffic, no comment.
KO4HKX. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We'll make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KO4HKX. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I have nothing new to share, so just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
KO4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. Negative and negative this evening. Over.
Paul's here to catch this group. First off, we'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there on the mountain in Tuxedo. Next, we have W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid over in Fletcher. And Sid, I tried checking into the net tonight, but I just couldn't get through or something's wrong. So I'm sorry about it. I couldn't make it tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And they make their home in Greer. And Larry, it's good to hear you tonight coming by and checking in with me. Next on the list is KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy down there in Table Rock. Andy, always a pleasure to hear you checking in with me. Next, we have Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, up in Asheville. And Duncan is one of our Monday night net controllers. And I hadn't looked to see if he's calling tomorrow night or not. But next on the list is Mr. Joe, KK4JD, and he makes his home in Greer. And Joe, thank you for taking the time to come by and check into the net with me tonight. Anyone else? India through Lima, India through Lima, call KO4HKX. That long pause, we'll assume we have everybody for now, and we'll move on up to the next group. Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. That's Chad Nana and Campabella. We'll be in and out tonight, Patrick. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Pause here for just a minute and recognize this group here. First off, we'd like to welcome K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt. And Walt, it's really good to hear you come by and checking in on the net. And he makes his home up in Inman. Next, we have KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad. And he brings along KO4RYP, Miss Anna. And they make their home up in Campobello. And they are our net controls just all over the place. So good to hear y'all checking in with me tonight. Next, we have Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, and he makes his home in Simpsonville. And, Lloyd, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. With that, we'll go one more time. Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. Name here is Fred, Mobile MD, 73, Patrick, all in at negative and negative tonight.
Recognize Mr. Fred, KO4NNH, and he's mobile in Piedmont, and Fred, it's good to hear you tonight checking in with us. With that being said, we'll move on up to the next group, Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and just check me in and out tonight.
4HKX, check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 ETU, and all on the net. I'm Bob in Piedmont. First off, we'll recognize Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. And Chris, sorry I didn't make it down there to visit with you yesterday. Plans got changed on me at the last minute. Next, we'd like to welcome AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob down in Piedmont. And Bob, it's good for you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. With that, we'll go one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. That pause, we'll assume we have everybody for now. And we'll move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. Daniel Woodruff, negative, negative. 73 is you and everyone on the net.
No. Whiskey 4 Whiskey. Oscar Zulu, that's W4WOZ. My name is Rod, and we're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
HKX, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victor, KJ4YEV. This is Al in Gastonia. Good evening. I'll be negative and negative.
We're going to stop here and recognize this group, and then we're going to catch an Echo Link station. KO4ZYX. That's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me. Next, we'd like to recognize Mr. Rod, W4WOZ in the land of Waz down there in Greenville. Next, we'd like to recognize KJ4YEV. That's Mr. Al in Gastonia. And Al, you're making a good trip tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me. And at this time, we'll move up and catch our Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only, please call KO4HKX.
Hello, KO4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no ground tape.
Recognize Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA down there in Greenwood. Stephen, it's always a pleasure you take the time to come by and check in on the net with us. So I thank you for taking that time. Now we'll move back up to our RF group and uniform through Zulu one more time. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX, please check in out of order. I'm late tonight in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
We'll recognize Mr. Tom, N0TR, and he makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, I left you a pause there. I was expecting you to check in after Chris. So, you're squeaking in, though. Good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me. With that, we'll go one more time. Uniform to Zulu. Uniform to Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
It's saying, hey, Chris. See you, Patrick.
Hey, Tom.
All right. With that long pause, we'll assume we have everybody for now. This is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. But I don't have anybody down for comments tonight, so did I miss anybody for comments or check-ins?
It's KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, and all on the net.
Well, 2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Scott, Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo, and I'm in Taylor's.
I got that call sign wrong. Please check in Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
I was here for just a minute, and I miss Scott, so hang on just a minute, Scott. Recognize he's here. KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary. He is our Wednesday night net controller and the keeper of all things SwapNet. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down in Easley. Next, we'd like to welcome KB2HXS. That's Mr. Dave down in Greer. And Dave, good to hear you checking in with me tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. And Tommy, don't worry about butchering my call. I do enough of it on my own. And he makes his home down in Honeyopath. But I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. And Gary, I got you down for comments. And Scott, will you come back to me with your call sign, please, sir?
Name Scott, Joaquin 1 Jumbo Elephant in Taylor's.
Appreciate you coming back to me, and you made that one really easy for me to get. Appreciate that. We'd like to welcome W1JE. That is Scott in Taylor's, and I appreciate you coming back to me and checking in there. I'm sorry about missing you. Destiny 1 Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Sure, we can find one more here so that I can get to the 60. But we'll go move on back up here to Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Patrick. Good evening to all on the net. We had a very uneventful day today. Didn't do hardly anything. I sat down and watched the Phoenix race. And then it got kind of real cloudy and foggy looking, and so I didn't even go out much today. I went out, fed the dogs, and played with them a few minutes in the rain, but didn't do anything much at all. Had a busy first part of the weekend. Had a fan motor go out on the refrigerator, and I replaced it, got the refrigerator back up and running the way it, well, it didn't go out completely, but it was making a racket. And Joy and I didn't like it, so I had the fan here, and I replaced it, got that thing going. And what else did I do? I went out and piddled around the yard a little bit. Got a bunch of stuff I need to work on and get done, and hopefully the first part of the week is supposed to be nice. It's supposed to be a little cooler, but see if I can get some of this stuff done. I wish it wouldn't rain for about a week and let the ground dry up enough so I can plow my garden and get it ready for planting. But I still think we're going to have another cool snap before Easter. I don't know if we will or not. We'll have to wait and see.
Gary, I'm with you on the cool snap. It's supposed to be down in the 20s up here the first part of this week of the evening. So, wouldn't put anything in the ground up here just yet. And, well, it's a good thing you had the motor there to change out on the refrigerator. That always makes it convenient. And I know something else you forgot to mention. You done that water pump on that Chevy truck of yours.
I did that Thursday. But I got that done without any problems. And I want to thank you for giving me a couple of tips on that. But I got it on there. And sent my youngest son a text. And I told him, I said, I had to replace the water pump. I had no drips, no runs, no drips, no errors. And he laughed because his business, he has some plumbing type stuff to do, and he loves it when he don't have any drips or errors.
And I did plumbing for my uncle right out of high school, and you don't want no drips, runs, or errors in that because they make a big mess. And I always welcome to share what little knowledge I got with anybody that it can help. So. Don't worry about that.
We all, for the most part, like to share information if we can, help somebody out. But if you know the tricks of the trade, it means a whole lot. They some of the things that people have done and have told me and taught me how to do, had I not known it, it would have taken me a lot longer to do the chore. And, oh gosh, I don't know. There's just several different things like that have come along, and I really appreciate the input. You know, I try to learn something new every day, but I don't always succeed. But if you listen close enough, you'll figure out something that you didn't know. So that might be considered learning something new.
You always try to pick up something, and that's always a good thing, because when you stop learning, it's not a good thing either way. So that's the way I've always looked at it. I try to learn something every day myself, and sometimes that price of education can be kind of expensive with the way things are today.
Yeah, buddy, no doubt about that. I learned several things the hard way. You know, taking stuff apart and putting it back together and that sort of stuff, and you leave a bolt out or a piece of plastic you're trying to take off and you don't come off just right and you break something. And there's always something along those lines. But for the most part, like I said, I've had a very uneventful day today. It's been peaceful around here. Just kicked back and did a little reading as well. I've been reading the Outlander series again. Ran out of stuff to read, so I said, I think I'll just go back and reread that. And there's 9 books in the series so far, and she's going to write another one, but it takes her about 3 or 4 years to write a book. So I'm kind of waiting on that one, but I enjoy reading. Used to not enjoy reading at all, Patrick, but joy got me started on it. Now I really enjoy it. If I got something decent to read, you know, if I enjoy it. If I don't, I just put it down and go to something else. The next thing I got to do is get in here in the ham shack. I've got a couple of things I've been working on and have pushed over to the side and let them wait. I got to get back on those and see if I can get those taken care of. Nothing major, but just a few things I got to get taken care of. Get, you know, click messes cleaned up and stuff off the workbench.
that is. And one thing I done this week was go to work, then I run some errands Friday, and then yesterday I had to go over and replace a couple deck boards for my father-in-law. They were rotten and not in good shape, so I had to go do that, and looking at a couple other little odds and ends around his place trying to take care of it, and so we'll have to figure out a time to go back and do those.
I mean, I'm sure he appreciates the help. You know, some of those things, it's not that you can't do it, but, you know, sometimes it hurts to get down there to get to the work and that sort of stuff. But we'll get to it one way or the other. And I appreciate you going over and helping him out like that. Well, Patrick, that's really about all I've got to talk about this evening. I didn't go to the Ham Fest this weekend. Didn't go up Charlotte or Concord, wherever it's at. Concord is where it's at, but I didn't go up there. I had some other stuff I needed to get done and got that taken care of. So I hope everybody that went had a good time. And that being said, I'll turn it back over to you. There will be some more check-ins. It's done past the bottom of the hour now. And hopefully you'll get a couple more rag tours or something to go along with it. But Patrick, I enjoyed it. Look forward to doing it again. And hopefully we can get together one of these days soon again. And we'll go from there. But you and Miss Lise have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow. Don't work too hard, and I'll talk at you a little bit later. KO4HKX and the net. KI4DOS.
Miss Joy, have a good evening. And Gary, I don't plan on working too hard tomorrow. My son's going to be riding with me, so I'm going to let him do all the heavy lifting. He's having some work done on his car, so he's just going to hang out with me during the day, which I'll enjoy that. But with that being said, I'll move on up and make one more call. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Patrick in the net, please check in N4ZLK. I'm Shane, I'm in Cleveland, and I will have no traffic or roundtable tonight. Good to hear you, Patrick. Hope you and Miss Elise and everyone on the net have a good evening.
It's KX. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. Both in Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, you and everybody on frequency.
Ronda's call one more time, please, sir.
The call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. Mine's KC4SKD.
Well, next we'd like to welcome N4ZLK. Hey, down there in Cleveland, Shane, good to hear you tonight, and you made number 60. Next we'd like to welcome KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry, and he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS. That's a hard one to say. And they make their home in Easley, and I appreciate y'all taking the time to come by and check in with me. We go one more time, Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
This is WD8ROM, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, WD8ROM. That's Mr. Ed, and he makes his home up here in Brevard, but I think he's out of town right now, and I missed where. One more time, Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. I know I read this earlier, but I'm going to go back and reread it. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between RAG 2s. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Pause. I assume I've got everybody. Give me just a minute, and I'll send my net report. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night. And I thank you, everyone that come by and checked in. I do appreciate it.
JBQ, JK4JBQ, KI4LZI.
Hit me with a quick check-in.
Go ahead and get your two check-ins. You know, after you said that, KO4LCK.
Nope, I'm here, KO4HKX. I was just trying to get back around here on the computer. Give me just a second.
Okay. No big deal. I'm just sitting here. I was trying to, you know, be productive today, but it's not working. But I just got back over here to the radio, so I got to check in and whatnot. But anyway.
It's KO4HKX. Go ahead and check in, sir.
Go ahead and check in. N4DME Paul and AA4QS. Alpha Alpha 4 Quebec Sierra Donald. We're both in the core. Resting from a long day yesterday, but appreciate you calling that and all the hard work you do for the hobby, and I hope you have a good evening. Appreciate you getting us checked in there. N4DME.
Fine checking in with me, Paul. And I don't do much hard work other than this net right here is the only thing I do right now. And just try to lend a hand where I can. But I appreciate you and coming by and bringing along Donald and checking in with that mate number 65 there tonight. So thank you, sir. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Well, every bit helps. Hey, but somebody's got to do it right. But anyway, appreciate it. No problem. Go ahead, Andy. N4DME.
KI4LCI. Well, I think you did. I'm not sure. I wasn't able to, but I was able to listen in here yesterday, Saturday, what was going on here in Benton County. Was you participating in the area's exercise?
I sure did. I got to be a part of it all day yesterday, and I think I overdone it driving back home, but the good Lord got me home safely after almost falling asleep twice. But anyway, yeah, I got to participate, and I ran the ATF radio at the EOC.
KI4LCI, well, that's what I was going to ask Larry KK4JBQ about. I told him about that and checked with their EC over WRARW. He was always involved also with Simplex exercise and was going to find out for him if he was still in here, if he was able to hear anybody from wherever he lived. But I don't know if he's still here or not. You still there, Larry? KK4JBQ, KI4LZI. Stick around. I don't know if he listened in over there or not and participated, but I wasn't able to do anything but listen in, but I did listen in here yesterday and heard quite a few people here in Pickens County right here participating in the little exercise here in Pickens.
I was trying to think. The only ones that I recognized that I talked to on the radio yesterday was the one from Oconee County. I had one from Oconee that I recognized. I think it was Calhoun County, I think. Chester County. And I want to say Greenville, maybe, but I could be wrong. But there was a few counties in there that checked in with me yesterday.
LCFID. Well, from my understanding of how it's set up here, at least in South Carolina, every county has their own 2 meter simplex frequency. Here in Pickens, it's 147.540, and I think Oconee County is 147.420, and some of the other counties I'm not sure about, but from my understanding, every county has a simplex frequency of their own, from my understanding, and of course, I listen here on ours here and heard quite a bit of activity.
I think some counties had different simplex frequencies. The one we used, Keep in mind, I was at the state EOC in Columbia. And the one we used was 146-595, I think it was. I got it wrote down in my book somewhere. But I want to say it's 146-595, I think. But don't hold me to it. I've slept since then. But, and we had a good bit of traffic on there. I don't know what the extent was, but we had a good bit of traffic on Simplex.
46-595, if I remember correctly, that is it. Every county has their different ones, and like I said, I told Larry about it, and I don't know since he didn't stick around if he listened in or not, but I know it's quite active here. I was afraid I wouldn't be able, so I didn't commit knowing that I couldn't be sure that I could. But I did do the best I could to listen to what's going on, and there was quite a bit.
There was definitely a lot of traffic got passed, and a lot of different scenarios got used and whatnot. But I got to partake in a little bit of everything, and got to watch the whole exercise, evolve, and at the state level, and it was very interesting, and some things that are going to be talked about, I don't know to what extent, but there's some things that's going to be discussed and talked about, and maybe improved, but there's always, it was a good turnout, overall, a good practice. I learned a lot, from the whole experience in itself. But like I said, I ran the HF radio on 40 meters and talked with a lot of different counties. I think most of the activity was on the HART system, I believe, as well as Winlink. And there was a lot of Winlink information being passed. And it was a very learning, intense experience, I will say. And like I said, I learned a lot from it. And there's a lot of things that, will be discussed and talked about, and maybe, and whatnot. I'm actually looking forward to the next go around. So I had a lot of fun doing it.
For LZ, one thing, not this time that happened, but happened 3 or 4 years ago during one of these state exercises, when the 146-595 was used. Where exactly when they're transmitting that, are they transmitting that from? Because I can't believe that I heard wherever they're at in Columbia up here on Simplex where I live. But some years back during one of these exercises, I actually heard it here where I live on 146-595. Transmission from down there, and I still can't believe that was actually from down there.
Well, when I first, was learning the process yesterday morning, taking notes and learning everything, keep in mind I got an early start yesterday morning. I even beat the chickens getting up. But when I actually, got mentally clocked in, so to speak, I was listening to the Simplex radio, but I really wasn't, I was too involved and focusing on other things that were happening. But to be able to hear it, I wouldn't be surprised, considering the antenna and everything. It was on Simplex, basically same thing as what you and I would use, 50 watt mobile radio, was what it was, and whatnot. The fact that you could probably hear it, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, given, you know, I guess I'd all have to go back and look at the history as far as propagation that day would probably be a reason and all that. And I mean, there's a lot of factors involved, or variables involved, I should say. But the fact that you could, wouldn't surprise me. You know, given the setup I have here at the house, I wouldn't be surprised if I couldn't hear it. But that, you know, based on knowing the setup that I've got here and how well it's, you know, constructed. But if you've got a well-constructed, you know, a good antenna, good, you know, I will say hardline coax, and a good sensitive receiver in your radio, you know, it would be possible. So, I mean, you know, it really, you know, in your situation, it would just be dependent on the propagation that day.
Tell Zia, no, I don't use hardline. Back when I set this station up, I didn't even know hardline exists. I'm using RG8U. And I'm in this deep canyon of a hole, as W4TWX says, but it must just been a propagational unusual situation. That was, like I say, a few years ago when one of these went off, and I heard that here, and ever since then, I've questioned how could that possibly be. You know, true, on our frequency around here on Simplex, I would expect that, but that's coming out of Columbia, and it's, I've never been able to account for that unless it says you said about propagation.
You know, I've had regular coax over the years, and I've been very blessed and fortunate to be able to obtain hardline. And, you know, because of that, you know, I hear a lot of things that I guess maybe a lot of people don't hear. And, you know, I hear a lot of repeaters that normally I wouldn't have heard. You know, I'm kind of like you. I'm sitting in a kind of a so-called valley right here where our house is at. It's not as mountainous as what you're dealing with, but what you're dealing with is more mountains. We're just, you know, in a valley, so to speak. But same aspect, though. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that, you know, that go into play, but it's just, you know, one of them things that you just have to keep working with sometimes. If you want to make your, you know, your station better, you have that ability or whatnot. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if you couldn't hear it.
KI4LZ, well, all I got here is just a diamond tri-bander up maybe 30-foot RG8U coax, and that's all I got. You know, it's a very simplistic setup for what I knew back in 06, but I've only been able to count that due to unusual propagation that day. That's just the only thing that I can come up with that made that possible. I've talked to different people about it, and no one can really, you know, I don't really know how it is down there, but it just seems very unusual to me that that would be possible.
Well, you know, it's like in a lot of things that we do in life and in general, you know, you have strengths and weaknesses, as they say, and, you know, some people don't want to admit they have a weakness, so to speak, for the lack of better words. But we all have a weakness. That's just the way we're made human, so to speak, not to try to jump tracks with the subject at hand. But, you know, and as a repeater owner, and, you know, been in the hobby for almost 30 years now and learning all the tricks of the trade, so to speak, and the different times that I've, you know, from the analog days, the T days, transistors, you know, this digital environment that we live in, that I'm still, you know, trying to get my mind wrapped around. So, I mean, there's a lot out there and has been and will be. You know, it amazes me that, you know, even in the digital era that we live in now, you know, what is to come in the next 5 or 10 years? You know, it changes so rapidly. But it's, you know, being in that environment that I was at yesterday, given, you know, the whole big picture, you know, it didn't, you know, I was shocked to hear some of the stations I did hear and some that I didn't hear. So, you know, it's just one of them, I guess, for the lack of better words, the monster in the room, I guess.
I'm going to assume that's just a propagation of irregularity that happened. That's really all I can, no one can say for it. The only thing I can say that I know it's not likely that will be a regular thing, because that's down in Columbia where that comes from, and I'm down here at low Lake Illinois here deep in a, like I said, a big deep canyon. You know, it's got to be propagation.
I mean, more than likely it probably was. It's kind of like HF, you know, the way I've got my HF antenna configured. I've got a pipeline straight down to Florida and all the way up into Michigan and into Maine, you know, on the HF bands. But it's the way I've got my Delta loop positioned and angled. You know, I've got a straight pipeline going north and one going south. Even though I'm more mainly going east and west, but anyway, but yeah, it would be interesting, you know, after it's all said and done, and, you know, the people that actually kept logs of the simplex traffic to see what pipeline, so that, for the lack of better words, the pipeline that was used from, you know, from point A to point B. You know, in Columbia being point A to wherever being point B on the simplex frequency, and, you know, what originated where and what, you know, what the network of the traffic, more or less. That would be an interesting statistic to look at and see how it was, you know, passed. The ones that couldn't hear Columbia and the ones that could hear it, and the ones that relayed, you know, so-called relayed, maybe. Or somebody else used a different simplex frequency for the, you know, for whatever reason. You know, how, you know, but that would be one of my things that would be interesting as a statistic to look at, being part of the training.
Well, when these VHF-UHF contests come about, you do much with that?
I have in the past, not much, though, for obvious reasons, mostly because of life being involved around me, but I have partook in some of them.
Well, there's times, and like I was saying a while ago about the others, there's times when the band gets unusual, and I'll hear things here that I wouldn't hear otherwise. That repeater that Chad's always talking about, stuff of trying, under the right conditions, I may hear it here. But as soon as those conditions change, it's back to normal. I don't hear it, so I sure wouldn't get into it. And that's up there in Trine, North Carolina, that 145330.
So, you know, there's a lot of things in our hobby, Andy, that has changed over the last, you know, if you want to look at, you know, the decades, over the last 2 decades, maybe. You know, ever since the 90s, things have changed in our hobby drastically. And where it's, you know, going from the analog to digital, where it's, you know, our the different countries are trying to manipulate the ionosphere, the atmosphere, and other factors in our communication spectrum. You've got, you know, more stuff in the air that's interfering with our transmissions than ever before. You've got more satellites. You've got, you know, just more debris in general in the air. And then you got the things that we know, you know, physically, visually being able to see that affect our transmissions and receive capability. So, I mean, there's a lot there that's happened over the last 20 years, give or take. So, you know, it's just one of them things, I guess, and we have to work around. And it's just an obstacle that as hams, we got to figure out a way around it.